Let's check those bowl games. Yesterday in college football, Jordan Asbury ran for a 3-yard touchdown on fourth down in overtime to give Army the win over North Texas in a rematch at the Heart of Dallas Bowl. Asbury's score was the 6th rushing touchdown in the game for the Black Knights and 46th of the season. That broke the school record held by the 1945 National Championship team that had 2 Heisman Trophy winners in the backfield. They rushed for 480 yards. Ahmad Bradshaw ran for 129 yards and a touchdown for Army, while Darnell Woolfolk had 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. North Texas had its chance in overtime, but after Alec Morris scrambled for 4 yards and Jeffrey Wilson lost 3, consecutive incomplete passes followed. Morris threw for 304 yards and 3 scores, but his desperation fourth down throw on the run ended the game. Shannon Brooks caught a tipped pass from Mitch Leidner for a 13-yard go-ahead touchdown in the third quarter in Minnesota, beset by turmoil after 10 players were suspended after a sexual assault investigation held on for a Holiday Bowl upset win on Tuesday night. Washington State cornerback Marcellus Pippins reached up with his right hand and deflected Leidner's pass in the end zone, but it went right to Brooks for the touchdown and a 10-6 lead. That capped an 84-yard 10-play drive on Minnesota's first possession of the second half. The Golden Gophers were looking to regroup after backing down from a threat to skip the game if 10 teammates suspended after a sexual assault investigation weren't reinstated. Their boycott lasted less than 36 hours. Washington State ended on a 3-game losing streak and was held to its lowest point total of the season. Luke Falk was held to 264 yards, 86 below his average, on 30 of 51 passing as Minnesota beats Wazoo 17-12. Wake Forest attached a positive ending to a season marred by scandal using a strong performance by quarterback John Wolford to beat heavily favored Temple 34-26 in the Military Bowl yesterday. After throwing an interception on the first series of the game, a turnover Temple used to take a 7-0 lead, Wolford helped the Demon Deacons rattle off 31 straight points before halftime. Wolford left with a neck strain in the third quarter with the score at 31-17. Wake Forest then withstood a comeback bid by Temple to secure its first bowl victory since 2008. The Demon Deacons snapped a 3-game losing streak and won for only the second time since October 8th. Wolford, a junior, completed 10 of 19 passes for 183 yards and 2 scores. K.D. Cannon had 14 catches for a Cactus Bowl record 226 yards and 2 touchdowns to help Baylor end a difficult season with a victory. Baylor went into a downward spiral the last half of the season after opening with 6 straight wins. Quarterback Seth Russell suffered a season-ending ankle injury. The sexual assault scandal that cost Coach Art Briles his job continued to linger, and the losses piled up 6 straight to end the regular season. The Bears ended on a positive note by revving up their quick-hitting offense again behind freshman quarterback Zach Smith, who threw for 375 yards and 3 touchdowns. Boise State tried to keep up with the Bears but struggled in the red zone with 2 field goals, an interception in the end zone, and a failed fourth down try. Boise State started with single coverage on Cannon, and the Bears exploited it throughout the first half. Cannon had 8 catches for 182 yards and 2 touchdowns by halftime as Baylor wins 21-12 last night. Well, 4 more games on the College Bowl schedule for today. It'll start in New York City with the Pinstripe Bowl as Northwestern will battle number 23, Pittsburgh. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff, Central Time. Following that at 4:30, 16th-ranked West Virginia will face Miami in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Indiana will play 19th-ranked Utah tonight in the Foster Farms Bowl. That's at 7:30. And at 8 o'clock tonight, the Texas Bowl has Kansas State facing off against Texas A&M. Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard hopes to post 1 more victory as the Hawkeyes prepare for Monday's Outback Bowl against Florida. Since being named the starter days after a loss to Tennessee in the 2015 Tax Slayer Bowl, the native of Tennessee has led the Hawkeyes to a 20-6 record, including the school's first 12-0 regular season a year ago.
No matter what happens in this ball game, I'd say it's been extremely successful. And, you know, quarterback's job is to move his team and lead him to victory. And yeah, what a career CJ's had.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. After passing for more than 2,800 yards in 2015, Beathard's passing yards shrunk to just over 1,800 yards for an Iowa offense that struggled for much of the season to establish an identity.
He can still throw the football. I mean, it hasn't changed. And he did, just a great job of leading our team. You know, we've been running the ball more than throwing it. And, you know, our quarterback does a lot in the run game for us, too. So that gets overlooked sometimes. So the bottom line is our players love him. They believe in him. They follow him. He's been a great leader for us.
Beathard says it's just starting to sink in that this will be his final game in an Iowa uniform.
Technically, I'm an alumni now of the University of Iowa, which is really weird to say. I feel like I just got here. It goes by fast. It really does. But like I said, I wouldn't change a minute of it. And we've got a big opportunity ahead of us right now, so it's not quite over yet. Big opportunity to leave an even bigger mark on this program, on our careers here as seniors, as players, to hopefully go out and win a bowl game.
Beathard hopes to lead the Hawkeyes to their first bowl victory since 2010.
You come to college to have a good experience, and I had a great experience, made a lot of great friends. My best friends got a great opportunity to play for a great program and leave a mark. We always talk about leaving the jersey in a better place, and hope that one day people look back and say, that we did that.
We'll have that game for you here on the radio coming up on Monday, 10 o'clock, pregame noon is kickoff from Tampa. Well, the Buffalo Bills have made two major changes heading into their season finale against the Jets. The Bills have fired head coach Rex Ryan after just 31 games and a 15-16 record with the team. That move comes 3 days after a Week 16 loss to the Dolphins dropped the Bills to 7-8 and officially eliminated them from playoff contention. That loss extended the NFL's longest active playoff drought to 17 seasons. The Bills say offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn will serve as interim head coach this Sunday. Lynn will have a new quarterback under center after Tyrod Taylor was benched in favor of E.J. Manuel. Taylor was demoted after going 26 of 39 for a career-best 329 yards and a 34-31 overtime loss to Miami last weekend. Manuel hasn't started since a 34-31 loss to Jacksonville in October of 2015. The Bills also said on Twitter that Rob Ryan has been dismissed as an assistant head coach and defensive strategist. Ryan is the twin brother of Rex. Elsewhere around the league, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has undergone surgery to repair his broken right leg suffered in Sunday's victory. Initial estimates are that he'll miss 6 to 8 weeks, which will cause him to miss the entire postseason. The Raiders will start Matt McGloin as they face the Broncos on Sunday with a chance to wrap up the AFC West in a first-round bye. Well, the 14th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers are 12-2 after winning their Big Ten opener last night in men's college hoops. Nigel Hayes scored 20 points, and Zach Showalter added 18 to lead the Badgers' offense in a 72-52 win over Rutgers. Elsewhere in the Big Ten last night was Michigan State upending Minnesota. Big rally in overtime, 75-74. Northwestern beat Penn State 87-77. Maryland over Illinois 84-59. In the Big 12 last night, just one game, it was Texas falling to Kent State 63-58. Iowa freshman Tyler Cook will play tonight when the Hawkeyes open Big Ten play at 15th-ranked Purdue. The 6'9 native of St. Louis has averaged nearly 14 points, but he's missed the last seven games after having surgery to repair a broken finger.
You know, whether he starts or whether he doesn't start, he's going to play essentially starter's minutes. I want to have him out there. It affects everybody's minutes when you add a guy who's going to play those kind of minutes, but we're going to be a better team with him on the floor.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the biggest adjustment for Cook will be at the defensive end.
Offensively, he's got everything figured out for the most part. But defensively is where he's got to make the most progress, because we need him on the floor. We don't want him getting in foul trouble, and that's what happens. And, all he's got to do is, really anticipate what's happening as opposed to reacting to what's happening.
McCaffrey likes the progress his team has made. With three freshmen and a sophomore in the starting lineup, the Hawkeyes take a five-game winning streak into the start of the league race. Iowa's opponents are shooting just 33% over the last five games, but the Boilermakers will test that improved defense. Sophomore Caleb Swanigan leads a talented Purdue front line by averaging more than 18 points and 12.5 rebounds.
Swanigan's a really good passer. He's got 39 assists. And he likes to pass. He's a willing passer and likes to find people, likes to make passes off the dribble, whether it's high-low or, wraparound passes. He's good at that. So, they're just a very dangerous offensive team.
Purdue has won six straight. They take an 11-2 record into the start of Big Ten play tonight. We'll have that game for you this evening here on the radio. 6:30 pregame. 7:30 is kickoff from Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.